And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Wayne Cutto with Corey Sandin in the house. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma. We have a great show for you this morning. We got the master, Doug Kern, the legend, in the house with us. We're going to be talking all about fishing and a whole lot more. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
In 1976, Ford F-Series became America's best-selling truck. For nearly half a century, Ford has been passing mile markers and hitting milestones, leaving the competition behind as the best-selling truck brand in California. And your San Diego County Ford dealers plan to keep driving that success forward. Ford F-Series, on the road to 50 years of leadership. Let's go! Check out the entire Ford F-Series lineup and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealer.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the spacious and comfortable 85-foot Liberty. With bunks for your comfort, a huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Fisherman's Landing also boasts the best captains and crews in the business, from seasoned veterans to our young future legends. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and just that voice you just heard.
Yeah, that's who's in it, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, we're going to have a really good show. Boy, we just came off a day at the docks weekend. It was crowded. It was sunny. It was fun. The excitement. The people were buying things.
The enthusiasm is good, right?
Yes. It was a great weekend last Sunday. But, hey, welcome, Corey, in the shop.
So,
we're here. It's the backups. Pete's overdoing the field research in Montana, and Ricky and Dallas are out there on the San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament defending their championship.
Nice.
Yes. And welcome you, Doug.
Well, good morning. And like you say, this this past day at the docks was really quite special. The day at the docks started in 1979, and it's come a long way. That first year, they gave free alcohol. And you put 60 boats worth of deckhands and some free alcohol, and I'll let you use your imagination how that first one went. But as it evolved through the years, those first few years were in December, like the second week of December, December 12th, or whatever that Sunday was. And it was known for strong winds, cold air, everything was blowing down, and so... You know, it never rained. We've had all these years. Not one time has it ever rained, but we had some really uncomfortable weather. And so when we finally switched it to April, it's just that springtime vibe right before the season starts, which gets everybody excited. It puts a nice focus on San Diego sport fishing. And you're right, Wayne. We had, I'm going to say, in the top three that we've ever had in every aspect. The number of people that showed up, the vibe, the length of time everybody stayed, they were just having such a great time. It actually really went up to, 4:30 or 5 o'clock. There were still people wandering around.
Yes.
And a lot of times, you know, you'll see about 2 or 3 in the afternoon, everybody just kind of bails. But it's such a nice vibe. And, you know, you had the tackle buyers came early and wanted to get all the deals. And then it sort of morphs into... you know, later in the day,
the families.
Yeah, after church and honeydews and soccer games, you know, the people start showing up in mid to late morning, and then you get the afternoon sunshine, dog walkers, and everybody's got their summer clothes on and getting a suntan, and the kids' fishing ponds were on fire. I've seen it where the kid will stand there for 5 or 10 minutes and never get a bite, but they were jacking triples out of those things. And I'm not exaggerating. I watched it, and they'd put three kids down there, and every kid would come up with a fish, you know, kind of at the same time, and it bit pretty much throughout the day. The boat rides were completely full, so whatever the Coast Guard would allow those boats to carry, you know, it was a $5 fare, and so, you know, I think people recognize, you know, where can you take your family to come down for $20 and go on a bay cruise, and the event's free, so... just in every way, it was such a great event. And all the while, we've got this great fishing going on. So there was a buzz in the air about, you know, bluefin and yellowfin and deep water rock cods open. And they're catching limits of reds and yellowtail up in La Jolla and Dorado. And
not just yellowtail, but they're legit.
They're
fish.
Jumbos. Yeah. The ones up in La Jolla, I mean, I know a 40-pounder. I know that a lot of 30s, 30-pluses.
And just shy of that. Like, there's a good wad of it.
Yes. And at the Coronados, I mean, a couple of days there, the boat's got, you know, maybe 80 to 100 per boat. And, you know, it's... They're yellowtail, they're fish, and some days you're going to go on a trip and your boat's going to get 15, and so you got to be picking the right bait or throwing the right jig and, you know, holding your mouth just right so you get one of them. But it's been an early bite over there at the Coronados.
Let me ask you this, Doug. When was the last time, if ever, the yellowfin in April? Like, have you ever heard of that? Like,
so I've been fishing since I was a kid.
I didn't want to call you out on that.
No, but no, it's very interesting. It is. And then I got in the industry in 1981. And so the typical flow was you did rock cod in the winter. The yellowtail might arrive as early as it did this year would be the best case scenario. So say at the trade shows, and then, so that'd be in March. But, you know, more typical April and May, we'd start seeing the yellowtail showing up. And then about June, you'd get, you know, maybe a long-range boat, you know, got four albacore or something like that on the way back. And so that got everybody all fired up. And then, you know, maybe if you had a good year, you had a great albacore. And then you get to, say, August, late August, you know, you'd start getting, we'd call them the exotics. You know, you get yellowfin and Dorado and the striped marlin, you know, showed up, you know, in August and would go through, you know, maybe even October, November. And I remember in 1983, which is the biggest El Nino, in my opinion, that we've ever had in
Southern
California.
Historically, yeah, that 83 to 85
that's
period.
The big one, you know. Yes. And these guys came in the shop. I was at Hook, Line, and Sinker at the time. And these guys came in and said, you'll never guess, we were down at San Martin, off of San Martin, not at San Martin. And we got 150 yellowfin, and I'm in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, okay, you know, whatever. And then within a week, it just took off, and they were all those 8-pounders, but we got infested with yellowfin in June, and it went all the way through November, and then Dorado, and there was one wahoo at the Coronado Islands that year, so we were just flabbergasted, you know, and the big eye tuna on the. I remember on the La Jolla and the 3/4-day boat out of Point Loma sport fishing. That was my boat, you know.
With Carl and Gigi.
Yeah, Carl and Gigi and Mike Lackey.
Oh, really? Okay.
So during that year, I'm pretty sure Mike Lackey was running the boat. And the story is that he would go up and hide in the wheelhouse because it was 36 maniacs all hooked up to Big Eye at the same time.
Yanking and cranking. Oh, my God.
I think Mike was probably on the deck, but that, yeah. he'd go up there and hide, you know.
Well, yeah. You're missing a couple, too. You had Bonita and Skipjack and Barracuda in the mix during that time period, too.
Well, we did. And the water was, you know, in the mid-70s to, you know, probably touched 80 like that. So fast forward all those years, yes, we've had yellowfin, yes, we've had Dorado. We even had the one big year that we had, 2015, we had wahoo, blue marlin, short-billed spearfish. I mean, that was a true exotic year for us, you know, tropical weather. I've definitely viewed 80 on my meter a couple of times. And but I have never seen local yellowfin, and I'm talking within 70 miles of San Diego, of Point Loma, where we're catching yellowfin, and the quality is like an average 30-pound fish, and there have been some that have gone up to in the 50s. And
that's current.
And that's yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, right now somebody might be hooked up to a yellowfin.
They were offloading as we were setting up booth. It was so hard to not focus on setting up the booth.
Oh, my God.
Because the parking lot was closed, so they had to come around us and go to the outside areas to offload, right? And they're going by us with the pallet jacks full of fish or the dock carts full of fish doing the sorting out in the parking lot. It was insane to watch.
Yep.
And they're not that 8 to 12-pound
football
stuff. So what kind of volume have you heard?
Well, I mean, you know, there's enough volume that now pretty much – every boat that's on, call it a 1.5 to 3 day trip, is getting some. It might be four. Liberty got a trip last weekend. They had 38 bluefin and 28 yellowfin, or it might be the other way around. So there's been some legit catches of yellowfin mixed in with bluefin, and there's Dorado down there. I mean, that's a late season fish, a warm water tropical fish that we get, you know, if I had to guess, every third year we have, you know, a Dorado bite, let's say. We had a couple of our guys out this week from the tackle shop, and RC saw a huge school, open water swimmers that wouldn't bite, that he estimated could have been up to 1,000 fish.
Crazy.
Ray went out the same day or the day before, I forget which, and he was catching, you know, I saw pictures of him, 15 maybe plus pounders. Usually this time of year you get the little neckties. And
in a 15-pound Dorado, we're all fishermen,
those,
right?
Yes.
We're all fishermen. And a 15-pound Dorado is legit.
Everybody calls that a 20-pounder.
I mean,
they just do.
That's a solid 3-foot
yes,
plus fish.
That's a nice fish. He said that the majority of the ones they caught were bulls, which was unusual.
Wow.
And he said same thing. It was just like an aquarium. They had two of those. They got in the boat and tried to subdue them, and they jumped, you know, they start flopping around like crazy.
Flop back out.
And they flopped out of the boat.
Oh.
So those little neckties don't flop out of the boat.
No.
These were
no.
substantial fish.
No.
And you know, if everybody remembers back to January, we had that really nice bite on 5 to 10 pound bonita, and those are, not exaggerating the weights. I took my grandson out there, and he had a legitimate 10-pounder. We had a lot of eights, beautiful bonita. And, you know, there's so many indications that everything is early this year. That yeah. When you drive down Rosecrans, we have these jacaranda trees that are those purple trees that they bloom in June. They're in full 100% bloom.
Oh, interesting.
It's beautiful. But they're 2 months early.
I thought you were going to mention your yellowtail tree.
Well, the yellowtail tree bloomed and the yellowtail bit, so that was on track.
That was on target.
And it's all leafed over now.
Yeah. So funny.
Yep.
That's funny.
So
definitely good stuff. It's kind of amazing. Like there's always theories and there's always, El Nino and this stuff happening. But it is actually on the cusp of, it is happening, but it's on the cusp of
It's weird because the San Diego weather report came out this week.
Yeah.
And they showed the bloom that we're having, but they're not attributing this to the El Nino cycle along the equator.
Yes.
They're saying this is an unusual event, and they're saying it may last, but not necessarily. And we'll wait till the summer El Nino season to actually see if we're going to get that ramification from the equator version of an El Nino cycle.
Which is crazy because I saw that too, Wayne.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you, you know, decipher? All we know is what the ocean offers.
Right.
And what is happening current, right?
Yeah,
and
we have beautiful weather and great fishing.
Yes.
Exactly.
And
what else do you want? Take it for granted.
And the water has been several degrees warmer than normal for this time of year. April.
Like by far.
Yeah, if anybody that's been around and fished a little bit, April, it just starts getting nice, and then you get that northern blow. It rolls the water, and it can go back down to 59 degrees, and then you have to wait 2 weeks for it to all come back, and that'll happen usually two or three times. It's so frustrating And that's just to get some yellowtail or barracuda or something like that.
Because it starts to build.
Yep.
It starts to get the water temp a degree like every three or four days.
It's so weird because it's almost like we got a June gloom kind of season going on early right now.
Well,
right?
It is. I mean, all these indications, like it's June in my mind. I'm sorry, but it's June.
I'm the same way. And then you're talking about this maybe that cold bluster. Northern California got snow.
Yes.
You know, they got cold weather again. It came back through, and the Tahoe and Mammoth got snow in the last week.
But we've had very little northern blow down here.
That has affected things.
Correct. Yes.
We didn't get the dip.
And so I don't know if it's pushing from the south or it's just not coming down from the north, but we're in a sweet spot, and, I mean, it is time to go catch some fish.
I agree with you for sure.
The parking lot is full.
It's full.
It's amazing. It's April, and the parking lot is full already. And right now, there's only one boat going out I saw this morning, which was the Shogun, getting ready to load, but everybody else is out, or they're going through their haul out. Or
yeah, it's April, and I think a lot of people mindset, they don't fish in April. And so it's coming on slowly, but we're starting to see a lot of the boats getting out with half loads and even up to full loads. I mean, normally if this were to happen like it did last year, the last week of June is when we really got going. It takes about a week and everybody's losing their mind, you know, jumping on boats. But it's a little slower ramp up this year. I think just because people in April, they don't think it's time to fish yet. But
they're cautious, but they shouldn't be.
Yep.
And you want to get on a trip on a half load, it's like a crew trip on somebody's
boat.
Oh,
my gosh.
They're going out. They're going, I need 10 to go. Let's go.
Yep. Yep.
10 people on somebody's boats is nothing.
No. It's a rare chance to have good weather, good fishing, and a light load. But, you know, some of the boats go out full, too, you know.
So. Yeah, definitely some good stuff. We're going to have a fun show ahead of us today,
Boy,
too.
Boy, are we.
Right?
And we're going to have a really good prize today, too.
Incredible. I mean, it's so awesome having Costa Sunglasses a part of the show and being able to give away a pair of them today is, I mean, as good as it gets. We have the Corbina Pro with a gray 580 glass lens to give away to a lucky caller or texter today. So are you checking yours right there? Doug?
I just want you to read what that says.
What does it say here?
It says Corbina.
How about that? You're kidding me.
No, that's what I wear. You got to find the style of glasses that fits your face, and that's
so it's like a wraparound style.
Yeah, just for whatever reason, that's the one that is comfortable and that covers my eye sockets to where the sun doesn't get in. So.
How about that? So we're giving away a pair that is. We're not giving away Doug's pair.
No, you're not
right?
giving.
Exactly.
You can't have mine.
Right, exactly. But we are going to give away a brand new pair of Corbina Pros with the gray 580 glass lens. Giving that away to a lucky caller or texter today. If you want to give us a call, we're going to be on the fan here, and Kyle is waiting for your call at 833-288-0973. There's one open line right now for that. Or send us a text via the app, and that's only done through the app. You can see right there on the app it says text the show, and that'll come to Wayne and myself and have a message or a question or a comment. I mean, we do know that Fishman's Landing is the number one tackle shop in San Diego, right? So
absolutely.
I'm sure you have some good comments. And giving away that pair of glasses to a lucky texter or caller. Make sure you do leave your name and telephone number on the texting end right there. And we're going to be right back with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Tackle, talking this cool fishing that's happening and talking tackle shop. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock God Rick sent you for a special price. Adventureincamping.com.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And I have to say, Wayne, it is pretty cool to be in the world headquarters with you running the show, and you're just, not only are you knowledgeable, but you're not stingy with it, right? And just, you bring a level of professionalism that, I mean, I wish Rick good luck today with Dallas fishing their tournament and Pete checking the flows of the rivers and in Montana and keeping them honest, but I'm stoked to be here with you.
I am too. That. I mean, this is your first time.
Second or third. Pete thought so too. Yeah, but okay. Wayne and I have done it before.
Okay,
and
well, that's why you're doing such a good
job.
Cool.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Pete.
I'm serious when I say that. You guys have a good flow, good comments. You know, this is a fun show. You know, we're able to banter back and forth.
I look at it as this is just a conversation.
Yeah,
we're just having
is.
A conversation about fishing, which is our favorite subject.
Well, that's what we do every day.
Right? And that's tackle sort. And having Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop in here. And how many years now, Fisherman's Landing?
So I started on April 14th of 1986. I came over from Hook, Line, and Sinker, which was a small tackle store two blocks up the street. On Scott Street.
Underneath McGill's, kind of.
Underneath, well, and that was the original Brigantine.
Oh, okay.
And then they, while I was there.
And when
they,
you say the original, that was the,
I believe that was the original
the
Brigantine.
The first one.
Mike Morton, who started all that, he was our landlord at Hook, Line, and Sinker. So his office was right upstairs above the Hook, Line, and Sinker. So I got to interact with him a lot over the years. And
wow.
Then, and they blew that up into such an amazing restaurant chain. You know, everything is corporate now, and it's hard to get a good chain like that that's local and locally run, family run. His son now is, I believe, the CEO. There's locations in, you know, La Mesa and the Portside Pier downtown, you know, and it's a Miguel's and a Brigantine and a Catch and, you know, but that's where it all started.
So Hook, Line, and Sinker was underneath that.
Yeah, we were just a tenant of Mike Morton and the Brigantine.
And you went from Hook, Line, and Sinker to Fisherman's Landing Tackle in 86.
86.
Wow,
yep.
Crazy.
So it's been a minute.
Yeah, right?
Was that 40 years?
God, I don't know.
In a blink. In a blink.
Yep, it was a blink. And I look forward, well, maybe not another 40 years, but... You never know.
It's interesting because at the break we were talking about going back to that 80s time period when we were catching albacore and everything. And I go, think about the tackle we were using back then and how fortunate we are today. These kids will not understand how much technology they have in their hands and how fortunate they are that they are not having to throw, back then, a Penn 500 or a Senator with straight mono, a big hooks with anchovy.
No.
And how hard that was to learn.
And you mentioned, Doug, there was a single Wahoo caught at the islands.
Yes.
In that 83, 85 period.
Yep.
I mean, they had to have been around.
Well,
a little
I'm
bit
sure
bigger,
there was
right?
a little bit around.
Yeah.
You know, and it just never materialized. But then 2015, we were keeping track, and I estimated there were roughly 1,000 Wahoo caught that year. That, I mean, that was a legitimate
and in local
Wahoo
waters.
Bite. Yes. October and November, the last day, I believe, that a Wahoo was caught. It was at the Coronado Islands. A boat had two on November 11th of 2015.
That's crazy.
Yep. And I was out that day. We got a bite, and it didn't stick, and I'm so bummed. We had Wahoo earlier in the year, but I still on my phone have that as my screensaver. That day, it was so tropical. The water was crystal clear blue. You could see down, you know, 60 feet or more, I'm sure.
That's crazy.
And that was October 11th.
There's something that happened to you. I mean, I have to bring this up because it doesn't relate to the Wahoo, but you actually had killer whales surfing your wake or something. You and Rick?
So
was that the same?
Rick and Carl and I went out. No, it was a totally different year. It was earlier than that,
okay.
I believe. And we went out rock cod fishing, and we were down off South Island, you know, just fishing like 300 feet, catching reds, and we're coming back, and we see birds kind of at the north end of South, like in between North Island and South Island.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, God, we should have brought our jig sticks. You know, what the heck, there's yellowtail. And we start getting closer, and you see the big black fin come out, and we're like, that's killer whales. So we go up, and they were leapfrogging. They were taking turns jumping on the back of a finback whale.
Whoa.
Took them. They were herding it around in like a quarter of a mile circle right there off South Island. And so we just sat back and watched this thing unfold.
Wow.
And it took about 30 minutes. And then finally that killer, I mean, the finback whale sinks out. And the killer whale, there were 18 of them, we came to find out, because we talked to
a pack of 18 killer whales.
Yeah, we talked to National Geographic, and they knew which pod this was.
Yeah.
And so they disappeared for like 10, 15 minutes. The 10,000 birds that were on it all lifted up, you know, and it got real quiet. I mean, it was eerie. And then after about 10 minutes, we heard,
wow.
And then again, and these whales came up, and they were in like the most mellow mood, as if though we said, okay, well, they must just, you know, they're satisfied, they ate, they're, you know, just kind of in a super mellow mood. And then the females were bringing the two juveniles right under the bow. I have a 23 Parker,
yeah.
So, I mean, you could have touched them. They were coming under our bow, and it was a little, you know, you're a little bit apprehensive because these things are huge.
And they just manhandled a whale,
yes,
10 times the size of your...
During that feeding segment, we maybe got a little too close. We weren't close, but we were approaching them, and a couple of the males breached maybe 40 feet off our boat as, like, I believe, a warning shot. Like, yeah, no. So we backed off.
How crazy, Doug. I had no idea where the story was going. I just remember you and Rick.
And there's still four videos on YouTube, and it's Rick put them on there, and I don't recall the name of his channel, but you can look it up.
Rick will be in there tomorrow. We'll have to get him to...
But, yeah, if you just go on YouTube and type in Killer Whales... Coronado Islands.
Yeah.
There's another one, too, that somebody encountered, but you'll probably find the ones that...
The decades on the ocean I've had, I've never seen a killer whale.
Well,
oh, really?
It's.
Well, I've seen them, but I've never had that happen.
Yeah, right.
No, we spend an hour and a half. You get goosebumps, you know, just like this. We know we've been out how many years fishing, and this is a special moment, and it was.
Yeah, still is.
It is, yeah.
Wow. Well, I appreciate you sharing that.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. That is a National Geographic moment and once in a lifetime.
Well, so then, yeah, we Carl, you know, the searcher did a lot of natural history trips. And so Celia sent some of these videos, and that particular pod comes up as far as the border, and then there's and never seen above the border.
Above Conception, anyway.
Above
the Mexico border, you mean?
Yeah, just our U.S.-Mexico border. And then there's another pod that starts at the border and goes like up into Orange County. So they have all the markings, and they know, and they said, oh yeah, this pod has 18 whales, and they could even they're named and everything. So it was like, oh my God, you know, our whales have been identified and named, and you know, it's pretty cool.
What a cool thing experience for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's interesting because you go up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and they're known as the whale capital of the world.
Right.
And they've posted videos of seeing the killer whales up there.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And they see a lot of whales all the way up to, we see them all the way up to what, Santa Barbara, all the time.
Yeah.
Going out. It's just, we never take for granted what we see on the ocean.
No. And I think, I hope and I wish for everybody that goes fishing that it's not about your fish count. It's not about who caught the first, the most, the biggest. Because every trip is special. You see sunsets, the green flash, whales.
Turtles.
You know, you'll see turtles. You'll see birds.
Here's what I pray for this year, because I had the most fun several seasons ago when I could take my 21 Parker bay boat out.
Right.
Popperfish, yellowfin, bluefin, and all that whale activity.
Oh, my gosh.
I enjoyed it. I had so many soulful sessions solo.
Yes.
With humpbacks jumping and finbacks. And I'd follow the whale for 45 minutes or an hour with nothing happening, and the tuna would just erupt on it.
Like, yep.
And if I had a buddy with me, he'd be like, Corey, what are we doing, dude?
Right.
We're like wasting so much time.
But people don't remember that. We used to follow the whales around because the tuna were under them.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, we'd troll around them.
I mean, who in this world gets to see a blue whale, you know, 100 yards away?
Yes.
We were out tuna fishing one day, and we heard the blow, and there was a whale kind of upswell. And it was one of those crystal clear days. And then I looked down, and this thing went under the boat. And it's gliding under the boat. It was a little hairy, but it was also like, oh, my God, look how beautiful that is. You know?
I just pray that stuff moves up, gets onto the popper style.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, for the private boater.
There's nothing better.
Nothing better. Oh. Thank you.
Do you remember that first year? And it was all about the haymaker.
Yeah.
That was the 190 size Halco poppers.
With a huge popper on it.
Yep, and the redhead. And that went on through the entire month of June. Like the 9 mile bank was infested with like that 70 pound grade, maybe up to 125. Yeah. And everybody was throwing poppers and getting bit. And then, you know, they'd break these poppers off. And so guys would be in their gyros and, you know, oh, I got one, and you're thinking it's a fish, and it's like you could see the little redheads floating, and so people were going around picking up these poppers.
Yeah.
We saw one day coming in the bay just floating, the little redheads.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, there were poppers everywhere.
but that's so funny. But the way things are lining up and what they're seeing, I mean, it's...
Well, yeah, and it's even the popper thing has evolved. I mean, clear poppers have kind of proven, for whatever reason, to be more effective than just... But, you know, that first year you could throw just about any popper.
Anything big and flashy.
Yep, and they would bite it.
That's true.
That's so much
fun.
Hey,
let's take a phone call.
Let's do that. Wayne, how about John? John calling from San Diego. Appreciate you joining us this morning on Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Morning, John.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask you what types of conditions need to be at the Coronados for white sea bass to bite there?
Oh.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. One of our customers was out 2 days ago, and they had off of North Island on the weather side, he dropped down a sardine on a dropper loop, and he caught a 40-pound white sea bass. And then he ended up subsequently catching two big yellowtail and one more 40-pound white sea bass. So white sea bass... is not my full area of expertise, because they are that fish that they just elude you. You can do everything right, And then,
and you could do everything you did last year to catch 100 of them.
And you'll when they're biting, you'll have a boat 100 yards away from you roping them, and you can't get a bite.
Yeah.
But certainly they're associated a lot in the spring with squid. Catalina Island is a prime area. We've had, you know, coastal bites in La Jolla and up towards Torrey Pines. Typically, you know, if we're going stereotypical here. There are guys that have this way more dialed than I do. But, you know, 3 days before, 3 days after the full moon, that's, you know, they tend to associate with the full moon when the squid float. The depths that we a lot of times see them in when we're catching them is like that 80, 90 foot range. And they definitely, a high percentage of the time, targeting them in the gray light, you know, getting out there at 3 in the morning and trying to find a squid bed, putting down dropper loops. You know, you can catch the squid on just regular squid catchers, or if you put out a bright light, they'll float and you can net them into your bait tank. So squid tends to be...
Like a key ingredient, really.
That's part of putting the odds into your favor. But yeah. I know there's so much more to it than that. And, you know, we have guys on our coast that are true, brilliant fishermen on those things. I mean,
Mark Wish. Brandon. Yeah,
Brandon,
right.
Hayward.
Brandon, yeah.
You know, I would say if you want to learn about white sea bass fishing, connect up with Brandon Hayward and book a trip. The learning curve will shrink. You'll learn so much that you can, you know, then put some of that stuff, you know, those techniques and those variables into your own fishing on your own boat. But, and I think also Mark Wish has the greatest line in his books, you know, time and turns. Time on the water, turns on the prop.
Yeah.
White sea bass isn't that thing that, you know, typically you can just go out one day and hope to catch them. You've got to fish them on a regular basis. Because for whatever reason, they'll bite one day or even one portion of a day, and then
be completely different.
It's as if they're not even there.
Right.
But yet somebody caught, you know, limits 3 hours before that. But
here's the thing that trips me out too, Doug, is that it's a coastal type of fish, like barracuda.
Right.
How in the heck do they catch them out at the Cortez?
I know.
Like, that just... It mystifies me like crazy.
They are a pelagic fish, but they're also an inshore fish. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, John. The one thing that I find, though, is, and because we've been working with the Hub SeaWorld Research Institute and the hatchery program on this white sea bass, as much as John is asking about the Coronados, we don't see the congregation, the schooling of them like we do at the Catalina.
No.
We just don't. And I don't know if that's because you don't see as much of the squid beds there in the levels that we see at Catalina, because we see them congregated, like you said, along the coastline. La Jolla was big for the white sea bass.
Yep.
But I think that's because of the kelp and everything. I'm curious along the South Ribbon kelp, if it comes back better, if they'll congregate along that South Ribbon kelp, right?
Yep.
But we don't really fish it like we were back in the early 90s, early 2000s.
And the other thing, too, Catalina, what, 18 miles long? I mean, 36 miles of coastline.
Yep.
And the Coronados, I mean, it's, I'm going to guess 6 miles of maybe on a
I mean, there are guys that will know every variable, and it's the moon phase, it's the water temperature, it's
bait.
The prevalent bait, it, you know, it's current.
I'm sure Mark will have a few words to say about this.
Well, yeah.
One thing that I find, though, in the Coronados is we don't have that thick kelp line surrounding the island or areas for them to hide in, right? We have structure around the island, but we don't have that kelp line, I think.
Right.
So I think that's part of the habitat that's missing for that fish. Just personally,
But do you remember that one? It was during the Great Recession, and there were no fish except the white sea bass, and they were the tankers on the coast and all that. And down by South Sepoides, like a mile off the coast, and it was out with not any super apparent kelp or other structure, but yet there were squid beds out there, and you could catch limits like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Commercial.
Oh, come on. Let's do it. All right. Yeah, sorry about that.
You mean we have to make some money, Dave?
I was sorry. If you're watching on YouTube or Facebook Live, I was trying to read the sign language. But we're getting it. Hey, we're going to be right back. Corey gets knocked in the head every once in a while. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder, and trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
One Rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. Check out the new CalStar models now available, as well as upgrades to the classic rods that you know and love. If you want your tackle to be state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar at fine tackle dealers.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, giant lean cod, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in the world headquarters.
You gotta love live radio.
Right? I know, it's all good, man. Enjoying knocking Corey in the head. But having a good time with you, Wayne, and having Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing. And if you do want to join us for this first hour, we're going to be on the fan, and Kyle's waiting for your call at 833-288-0973. And there's one open line, only one right now, but it could be all yours. And if you want to send us a text via the app, you could do so right there. It's a free download. It says text the show. It's very simple. You just send us a message, and make sure you do leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, Doug Kern's going to flip this coin right there. And we're going to see whether that pair of sunglasses, the Costas, are, and that happens to be a Corbina Pro with a gray 580 glass lens, is going to go to a lucky caller or texter.
Yep. You got to have a favorite. Good pair of shades.
Yeah, you do. Absolutely. It's everything.
Once you go to the good pair, you can never go back.
That's very true. Very yes. true. Once you get the clarity off the lenses.
It's like, yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, once you go to a really good pair, you know, and then you go back to a cheaper pair thinking, oh, I'm just going to wear that. No.
Nope.
Your eyes suffer. Work.
Yes.
Your vision suffers. Hey, there was a quick shout-out. Scott Sherman texted me. Hey, thank Doug Kern and Fisherman's Landing Tackle for their support of the bottom fishing tournament last Saturday at Southwestern Yacht Club.
Yeah, those guys do such a great job. And, you know, the fishing, you know, areas and depths and everything have been so crazy. But, you know, it just worked out that it was the deep water stuff that they could go fish now. And so, you know, if anybody doesn't know what Southwestern Yacht Club does, every year for as long as I can remember, it's got to be 4 or 5 decades now, they have in April a big rock cod tournament, rock fish tournament, and then afterwards they take the fish and have a big fish fry, and it's just and in past years you could almost count on this April weather to be blowing and horrible, and people would go fish anyway. This year they had a good stretch of weather, so that even enhanced the event. So, and Scott puts a lot of time and effort into the event, so, you know, thanks to those guys for creating probably one of the best tournaments on the entire West Coast.
And not to mention, the last 2 years, all those funds have gone to Captain Rollo's kids.
Well,
team.
And I mean, how...
Just amazing.
How close to home is that for all of us?
Oh,
I mean, that's such a generous thing that they do.
I mean, they could round that up and keep it within the club and,
yep.
and just, you know, boast their own club. And but, dude, they turn it right over to
yep.
Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
Yep, man. And thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
And they had like 35 boats. And then not only that, but that raffle at the end, phenomenal, the amount of prizes they collected.
Oh, my gosh.
It was something. Hey, let's see. Marcos is on the line. We got Marcos calling in.
Good morning, Marcos. How you doing? And it is sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's your place to fill up your car and truck and your boat. They have the lowest gas prices, diesel prices. Did you know that Summit is also the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, and all of them at 89 cents, as well as sandwiches, frozen bait, and ice nearly half the price of other places, $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. I mean, it's not a 20-pound bag. It's 25 pounds
yep.
for $3.99. And let's see, you get 100 pounds of free ice. I cannot believe they're still doing this. 100 pounds of free ice with a 35-gallon fill-up. I mean, you pull in with your boat.
I know.
Fill it up, right?
At the best price.
100 pounds of free ice.
And then
ice.
You get your ice. So.
And they have the best car wash in town. It's only $6. Some of gasoline. Free ice for the listeners of Let's Talk Hookup. Always the lowest gas prices in San Diego. It's right there, right at the San Diego Sports Arena.
And you guys may not be aware of this, but Marcos, he works at the second best tackle store in all of California.
Oh, he's calling you out, Marcos. Good morning.
Morning, Marcos.
You know, I'm just going to go back to Old Faithful here. At least can afford to come here and park.
Oh!
Ouch.
Zinger.
Oh, man. Good stuff, Marcos. That's all you needed to say. Great report. Great talk with you, Marcos.
I'll catch you next week.
Oh, my gosh. But with all this good fishing, I'm sure there's stuff shaking down, right?
It's been a good week of fishing here. Kind of continuation of what we've seen for the last few weeks here. Those half days, good bottom fishing in the morning. In the afternoon, picking away at those Bonita, Barracuda, some calico bass showing in, still catching a few yellowtail. Twilight last night, good bottom fishing, nice mix of fish there, some calico bass making a showing there. We're back out there tonight on the twilight, and then starting next weekend, Friday, on May 1st, we're going to be running those daily, so we're going straight to the 7 days a week twilight there because it's good fishing. People are enjoying that. Like we talked about, that's a fun trip to come down after work, hop on the boat, have a burger, catch some fish. The full days, San Diego, very good fishing this week. A little hiccup yesterday, some mechanical issues, so they took the day to make some repairs, but they're back out there. Nice mix of yellowtail, calico bass, some bottom fishing to mix there. It's very good fishing about what, like I said, what we've been seeing for the last few weeks here. The overnight trips. Still out there picking away, getting those yellowfin, bluefin, yellowtail. Claire Supreme's killing it. The tribute's out there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those half days, morning, afternoon, and twilight. Full days. We saw some three-quarter day trips in the mix there, those 7 to 4 trips. Starting to see more of those 1 day, day and a half, and 2 day trips in there. to make the reservations online. You just call the office, 619-224-3383. Come down, visit in person, get all your empty swim baits, and get out there and get some fishing done.
Yeah, that was a good one right there, Marcus. Good mic drop and a great report, and we always look forward to it every week, and appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you right there at C4 Sport Fishing.
Talk next weekend.
Yeah. All right, Marcus, thank you. And that's brought to us by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips, and with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest, more same bay capacity, and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town right there on Taylor Street, or just check them out at fishermansprocessing.com, and don't forget to make your reservations today.
Hey, let's take another phone call there.
Let's do that, Wayne. How about Alex calling from San Carlos? Good morning, Alex. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I got a question on sunglass lenses. I use reading glasses, so I end up getting prescription, like polarized glasses. I don't wear the contacts because when I'm on the boat, I mean, the wind just dries out my eyes. So I'm usually going, like, driving over there with my reading glasses, and I got to switch to, like, some brown lenses that I really like for, like, the gray light. And then once it's sunny, I switch over to the blue glasses. So I'm trying to see, do you guys have a recommendation for just, like, an all-around lens between gray light and sunny conditions? I don't know if it's, like, a green lens or gold, or what advice would you give me?
Well, I hate to spend your hard-earned money, but I finally just gave up with that because I know what you're saying. You leave it, you know, oh dark 30 and get to the bait receiver and the sun's just barely coming up. And it, you know, even if it's, you know, kind of a local trip, the 9 Mile Bank, the Coronados, or, you know, you're heading out to the 43 or up to Clemente, whatever. Those first, you know, especially this time of year and through June, you know, you've got these overcast marine layer conditions. And that silver mirror that Costa makes is so prime for that condition. So I guess what I'm getting at is I prefer to have two pair. And then as the sun starts coming out, you'll just notice when it's time to switch over. And either a gray lens or a blue mirror lens, you know, that knocks down the sun. It allows you to see things better when you got that high sun, you know, condition. And then, you know, if you're a hardcore guy and you're coming back in, you know, late in the day and starts getting dusk again, but you still feel like you need the shade, you just go back to the silver mirror. So I'm not a big fan for whatever reason. They don't, they're not comfortable on my eyes, the green mirror. That's kind of, you know, a vermilion style, or, you know, it's a brown lens. And for whatever reason, my eyes don't like that. But
that amber lens, you don't care for it.
I don't. Yeah. You know, people do. In our store, overwhelmingly 70% of our sale or more is the gray lens.
Right, right.
And
that's more of an offshore, like, I mean, that's like the stereotypical. It's more of an offshore.
It is. I think if you were going to get one only, you get that. But you're going to be uncomfortable in the morning because it's too dark. And then, you know how it is when it's overcast and that, you know, white diffused light, you take your glasses off and it's uncomfortable. You know, you feel like your eyes are squinting and so, you know, and I'm not saying just run out and spend $500 all at once, but you know, there's birthdays and Christmas presents.
Right.
And
now we're talking.
You know,
the right tool for the job.
You know,
or giveaways with Costa sunglasses here. Let's talk.
It's funny because I actually, since I've, you know, talked to Hoos about this whole green mirror, I have gotten very comfortable wearing those green mirrors.
Okay.
They're very comfortable on my eyes. And a very good all around. They became my driving glasses for on the road because they're a little bit brighter. But I do enjoy them on the water. Do I still wear and pull out my blues in the middle of the summer and bright sunshine? Absolutely. That little bit of extra darkness helps.
And I'm more of a green mirror, amber lens myself. I mean, fishing the kelp and sight fishing and freshwater and inshore. Well,
and what you're going to find for driving or for what you're talking about is the amber lens creates separation. You can see the distinction between, you know, water and kelp. Or if you're looking for kelp patties, a lot of people do express that, you know, that's the best lens. And I've worn them, and I see that.
Yeah, it brightens it up.
Yeah, it's a contrast type of thing. Golfers will wear that a lot of times. Not,
you know, that's why there's all these different lenses, because everybody's eyes are different. How they're sensitive to the light. So, and each one of them have a specific range or amount of filtering that they, UV light that they filter out. So
again, right tool for the job, right? Depending on the condition, depending on your eyes, depending on your style, that's why they have the full range of lenses and colors.
The yep. beauty of it for Alex, he's not very far from, and being in San Carlos, not very far from Fisherman's Landing, where he can come down and try them out. I mean, you guys have a huge selection
of
coasters.
Yeah, we've got two huge cases full in every imaginable combination of frame colors to lens colors, and then you've got to find the one that fits your face the best. That's key. You don't want something that's going to be pinching your temples and giving you a headache.
So uncomfortable.
You've
nothing
got to get
worse.
The one that just sort of glides on there and melts into your face.
Yeah, the Asian style, because of the cheeks and the small nose bridge and everything.
Yeah.
You know, most glasses don't fit. A lot of glasses when they wrap and everything. So they came out with the pros for that reason. Right, with the nose pads and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's very unique to the individual, and I firmly believe that you need to come down to someplace like Fisherman's Landing Tackle because you can try them on and look outside on the water with
them. We've got the water right there.
Right there.
So you can see down and see the rocks and all that.
I've been in a ton of tackle shops, and I don't think there are very many, maybe the Longfin that has the selection you have. I mean, Dana has a good selection, but there's... Definitely Fisherman's Landing is your choice. And, hey, we've got a full another hour ahead of us on Let's Talk Hookup. Join us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live. We're going to say bye to Kyle. We're going to be right back with more of Doug Kern when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out DanaLanding.com for more details.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Cedros Island. We now have two lodges to choose from, and both sit on the cliff edge with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters, and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Every boater wants reliability and peace of mind on the water. And that's exactly what Towboat US San Diego provides. As part of the largest on-water towing fleet in the nation, Towboat U.S. San Diego is ready to respond when you need them. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. As a member, you get free towing, free fuel delivery, free jump starts, and many more services. Now is a great time to sign up for a Boat U.S. membership, as they are celebrating their 60th anniversary by giving away a 21-foot Grady White boat, plus lots of other prizes. Entry is free. Sign up at BoatUS.com. Let's face it, when you're out on the water, things happen fast. And Towboat U.S. San Diego can help you get home safe. Their fleet of boats and professional captains are standing by ready to lend you a hand when you need it. Membership is inexpensive and is certainly a must-have for any boat owner. Check BoatUS.com for details and sign up for the Grady White Boat Giveaway, which ends June 15th. Towboat U.S. San Diego, your friend on the water.